You tell me when you're ready and we'll go and start recording.
Is that all voice is about?
Oh,
a podcast about voice.
It's got to be the most exciting thing I have seen in
voice over internet.
Hello and welcome to the VoIPcast, episode 1. I'm Robin Tippins. The VoIPcast covers voice over IP news from around the world, as reported on the VoIP weblog at voip-weblog.com. Today we'll be speaking with David Beckemeyer, the CEO of Tel Evolution, the company behind PhoneGnome. PhoneGnome is the voice over IP phone that you only pay for once, no subscriptions, and it's pretty reasonably priced too. You might check them out at phoneGnome.com. David was instrumental in the beginning days of Earthlink, so his voice and innovation carry a lot of clout online. And Tel Evolution has just released SoftGnome, which integrates PhoneGnome in some really neat ways with your landline. The mobility and ease of use with this is exciting a lot of people, and that's why I've chosen to dedicate an entire podcast to SoftGnome today. But hey, what do I know? Check it out for yourself at SoftGnome.com.
Hi, I'm on the phone with David Beckemeyer of Tel Evolution. David, it's great to talk to you today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you. So you released SoftGnome yesterday. I know it's early, but how has the public response been?
Well, it's been very positive, especially among the sort of more tech-savvy folks.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine. It sounds like a great product. Tell me a little bit about what makes SoftGnome so special.
Well, I think what's unique about it is that it lets you take your home line, even if it's a plain old POTS line, anywhere. So it basically lets you upgrade to features and functions you can't even get from your plain phone company. And, you know, for a lot of us, we sort of would like to completely toss out that landline, but in many cases we can't for one reason or another.
Right.
Or not quite ready to.
Yeah.
And this lets us actually start leveraging that landline in some cool new ways. That this is just one way that the sort of PhoneGnome product line does that. But lets us do some things on that old plain landline you can't even do typically from your phone company.
Yeah, I'll have to say I was most impressed with the idea behind bringing your home calls with you, you know, even being able to make phone calls, you know, using your home, where it would look like you were calling from your home. That was really impressive to me. So how does that work?
So the phone, SoftGnome works with the base PhoneGnome product. So you install the PhoneGnome device, which is a small little appliance.
Yeah.
Kind of a little oversized deck of cards size,
mm-hmm.
and you install that on your home line, and that essentially VoIP upgrades your landline with some cool new VoIP features, free calling.
Oh, okay.
You can make SIP calls and do other stuff, even though it's kind of integrated right in with your plain phone calls.
Right.
And then you leave that device at home, and you take with you, you know, your portable Road Warrior. To use SoftGnome, you take, you know, your laptop. You can use a laptop, or you could use, you know, it's an open environment, so you could use whatever you wanted, a Wi-Fi phone, whatever.
Right.
Device supports SIP on your PC, your Mac, or whatever. And SoftGnome comes with a small client for the PC, but you don't have to use that one. You can use whatever client or whatever device you'd like to use. So, and you can take, but then you can use, say, from the hotel, when you're at a hotel, you can use the the Wi-Fi or the wired broadband connection they have there. And essentially, it's like being at home. It's sort of like a phone extension in the house, and just sort of more or less exactly, it acts like a phone extension in the house, except that now you can take it anywhere you want over the internet. So it's like another phone, except it happens to connect over the internet.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. Do you think non-techies will be able to get this? Is it pretty user-friendly?
Well, we tried to make it really user-friendly. I mean, that's the target market and a big appeal of PhoneGnome. I mean, when we talk to our users, it's really about, I mean, a big piece about what they find most attractive about PhoneGnome is it's not as intimidating and it's much easier to set up. I mean, the plug-and-play aspect of it comes in huge. And somewhat, you know, we've tried to make the most common features be easy to use, easy to get at without having to go learn the 17,000 other things to step one. I mean, my analogy there is kind of like a lot of the modern cell phones. You know, you get these new wireless phones and, you know, this 600-page manual to get the phone, you can place a phone call.
That's right. They are like that.
And well, you sort of can't use it until you get there, whereas we've tried to at least make the basic things people want to do easy to get to. Now, you know, we've tried to also make it grow with people as they're ready to start taking on new capabilities and they can find a new feature and activate it. But to use it, you know, for the basic 10 things you want to do, we try to make those very easy. And that's one reason why we give this relatively simple softphone client away with softphone, because that's kind of that same theme. It may not be as feature-rich as a lot of the softphones that are out there,
yeah,
but we tried to make the basic idea of phone calling quite simple to install. It you know, knows about your phone number count, so it's easier. There's fewer settings to put in. You just have to put in the one piece that's unique to you, the username and password part.
Oh.
And then that's only done once, and then it's ready to go, and it knows about the softphone environment and everything. And for making a basic phone call, we tried to make that real easy.
Well, I like that. I think my mom could figure that out. You know, I like that. That's good.
And that's a big piece of it. I mean, you know, for a lot of our tech-savvy users, they like PhoneNum because now if they're running an Astra server or whatever fancy thing they want to do, they know somebody to talk to that they can actually now give this other person a basic PhoneNum and still, since PhoneNum almost surreptitiously makes them a member of the open standard VoIP community, you can now interact with that person, whereas before trying to do that, you had to do it over the PSTN.
Right, and that's exactly, I mean, I think that is exactly right. That is your market. You know, a lot of times it's, you know, people like us, techie people that want to talk to our mom or our sister or whatever, that really is just not familiar with voice over IP phones. So that's exciting to me. I want you to explain your concept of paying for voice once. I really like that, and I think that needs to be reiterated here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge for us in some sense because it's a new way of looking at the world.
Yeah.
You know, everything else, and we're so used to buying phone as a service, as a service we subscribe to.
Right.
And PhoneNum lets you buy talking to somebody as a thing you own. You buy it once and you own that ability. You bought the ability to make those calls. You didn't buy a service that lets you make those calls.
Right.
And so that's a little bit of a mental shift for people to, you know, start to sort of grasp.
Yeah.
And I think another aspect about, you know, PhoneNum is that we made it very sort of ordinary from the user's experience side. And we did that intentionally,
mm-hmm.
but in some sense it masks a little bit of the revolutionary nature of it, because a person has actually got sort of a lot more than they may have realized they have.
Right.
And which means there's a lot to the... We look a little bit like everybody else in the VoIP space, but it's actually pretty significantly different because, you know, if you get two PhoneNums and you plug them in, they sort of map to that phone number, and now when I call that phone number, the same number I've always called that person at, the call is now free. And one PhoneNum talks to the other PhoneNum.
Yeah.
And there isn't, that's why it can be free, because I'm leveraging my broadband connection to make that call straight from my PhoneNum to your PhoneNum.
Right. I just think that's great. Now, you are heavily involved with Earthlink Start. Did your involvement with such an innovator, like kind of breaking the chains from AOL in the early days, have anything to do with the way you set up PhoneNum to begin with?
Yeah, there's a lot of parallels. I mean,
I've
been around long enough that just doing a startup to try to, you know, do a get-rich-quick scheme, you know, I'm way sort of beyond that.
So yeah.
There's more to PhoneNum than that. I really do think that what we're trying to do is good for the world. And if I don't succeed, I hope somebody does something like it, because it's the first thing that really helps people move to a new thing beyond just sending their checks to a new address, which is kind of what everybody else's new thing is. I mean, you know, for the most part, most of the VoIP services out there are leveraging the Internet as a virtual pipe from you to them, and that's all they're really doing. So it's sort of just like what we used to have, except for a pair of copper from us to a closed world. We now have an Internet. You know, we're now using a virtual pair of copper from us to a closed world.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, everything's about the same.
Yeah.
We're limited to what they offer. We're sending them checks to a new place. You know, no matter how many people ever subscribe to the service, our flat rate price is the same. So when they talk about giving us free calls, they really didn't give us free calls, because no matter how many people sign up, I still pay the same fee.
Right.
Whereas PhoneNum and sort of the open VoIP community promises a future in which those calls are free, like email, the kind where we don't write checks to anybody to place that call. And so with PhoneNum, a lot of the parallels with Earthlink are about what we try to do with Earthlink is bring the real Internet to, you know, real people. Right. So, you know, a lot of us had been enjoying the cool things about the net for a long time, but it was pretty challenging in the early 90s and mid-90s for an average person to get on the
net. It was. I mean,
you know, you had to go get your POP3 settings and set up your servers and these kind of things. But we knew the basic idea of what the Internet did was a cool thing, and that would would be a neat thing for people to be able to do. So a big piece of that was, how can we bring the real Internet to people with that choice and that, you know, not the closed wall garden where you only have our search engine and you only have our thing. What Earthlink was about is presenting the real Internet and kind of facilitating getting you out to that, that real powerful Internet where you can have those choices, where you could leverage, you know, who knew an eBay was ever going to happen? Who knew, you know, these crazy ideas were going to happen? It's only because it was open and out there that you got, you know, that, that worked. And so that part is very parallel. We've been doing, it sounds like you've been doing some pretty cool stuff with VoIP. I mean, a lot of us techie types have been doing some cool stuff with VoIP. But for a lot of people, it's pretty challenging to benefit from a lot. I mean, setting up Linux servers and programming ATA way more than you're going to get a lot of people to do. So in that parallel, I'm trying to do some of the same things. And I don't want, instead of bringing yet another closed system that's just a little bit different than the telco, what I'm trying to do is open that real VoIP interoperable, you know, open community, open standards model to plain people, and again, in a way that they can understand on day one, where they don't have to take, you know, a giant leap to get there. They just sort of plug this in, and everything they used to do on day one still works the same. I still can dial phone numbers, and these are familiar things, and I can place calls, and then I can begin going down that path of, oh, I can also do this, and oh, I can also do that. But at least on day one, we don't make them sort of turn their life upside down to get there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I can see regular people using this. I can see, you know, business, like enterprise type, you know, things to, using this. I mean, I can see this really revolutionizing VoIP. I really can. And I just wanted to let you know, I really appreciate the offer of a demo of SoftGnome. I can't wait to get it and review it and PhoneGnome and all that, and I'll let you know what I think. And I appreciate your taking the time to talk with me today, David.
Well, again, thanks for having me. It was
no problem.
And that's it for this edition of the VoIPcast. Join us again by subscribing to this podcast through iTunes, iPodder, or Odeo. And don't forget to subscribe to the VoIP blog at voip-weblog.com. I'm Robin Tippins. You can drop me a line at robin@sleepyblogger.com. Or you can Skype me at D-U-Z-I-N-S. Now you've got VoIP. Go call somebody.